Oh yeah, baby. Sorry, I'm getting a couple more work done. What? Oh yeah, dinner's ready in the kitchen. Hey, thought I'd come say hi. What happened to you? No, you're not fine. You look bad, babe. What the hell happened? What? You got in a fight with someone? Who? Babe, who are you fighting? Okay, hold on for just one second. Since when have you got beef with somebody you work with? Okay, and then you go and fight him? Well, he's got you bruised really badly. Your face and your hands, they're all bloody. How bad was this fight? Okay, fine. You can tell me everything in just 1 minute, but I need to clean you up. I have to. These are gonna get infected badly if I don't. Stay right here, okay? I'm not letting you do this on your own. And no, you're not done with me yet. Here, here's some water. Let me see. Babe. Since when do you get in fights like this? I don't know, you just haven't gotten in a big fight like this in a while, and not over something silly at least. It wasn't silly. Yeah, oh babe, I'm sorry. Here, let me see your face. This is gonna bruise very badly. I'm gonna give you an ice pack in a minute that you can put on it, okay? It's gonna help with the inflammation. Tell me what happened. He was being disrespectful? About what? About me? What? It's not like he's ever met me. Oh. Well, that's weird. Why would he say that? He has a problem with you? Oh, he's the one up for the promotion, right? No wonder he's jealous of you, babe. You're better than him. He really should not have fought him like this. Yeah, I know you can hold yourself back. Jeez, I wouldn't be able to either. He's such an asshole. But I appreciate you sticking up for me a lot. It means the world. But that doesn't mean that I want you to get hurt like this. I hate seeing you hurt, especially because of me. I know that it wasn't my fault. That's not gonna stop me from worrying. He could have hurt you really badly. How do you know this guy didn't have a knife or a gun on him? I could have lost you. I need you to be careful. Love you. And I don't want you to get hurt or injured or any of that. You're lucky it's nothing worse. So what about to take you to the hospital? And God, after working so long in the hospital, I do not want to go back there. Yeah, I've been working pretty much all day today. I'm sorry. I feel like I've been too busy for you. I haven't really been giving you much attention, and really? Well, that makes me really happy. I still want to spend time with you, though. Like, I want to spend real time with you. I know I made dinner, but if you're not feeling so beat up, maybe we could go get takeout or maybe order something and just like relax together for a little bit. Yeah, work can wait. It's whatever. It's not going anywhere. You, on one hand, could go somewhere, and I don't want you to. Because you're stuck with me. You're a dear, amazing, lovely wife. Who's obviously been talked about a little bit too much today. Yeah, I seriously don't get his problem. You should report him, babe. I know you fought him back, but he was the one initiating it. Obviously, by being disrespectful towards you and making all these comments. Nobody wants to work with someone like that. Does he only do it with you? Son of a bitch. You know what? If I ever see him, I'm gonna give him a slap of my own. I mean, grow up, for God's sake. Who still does stuff like this? Does he think he's in high school? I know, it just bothers me because he's hurt you. Please tell me that he's beat up too. He just doesn't have a wife to clean him up. You have a good point. But babe, you did not have to do this. I know he was saying things and it bothered you. I also know you have a short temper and you lost it. But you are better than him. You need to show everyone that. He was obviously riling you up and he succeeded. But someone like him is only jealous and miserable in their own life that they have to go out and make somebody else's life miserable. They don't want to be alone. I promise, he's just a bully. A wannabe bully, that is. He's never gonna get away with this. No, he won't. With that kind of attitude, he's never gonna get the promotion he wants, babe. Just keep that in mind. Yeah, whatever. Still bothers me. Next time I come over to your workplace, I'm gonna have a word with him. Yeah, well, he can deal with it. Because he's going to be sad and alone and miserable for the rest of his life. And you have an amazing life like me taking care of you now. Okay, I've cleaned up everything, but I still think you should go take a shower. Do you want to wait on it? Yeah, that's fine. I know they're going to sting a little bit. Just wait it out for a little bit, and then you can go take a shower, and we can spend the night together. No more work for me. It can wait. You are more important, and I want to spend time with you, and I want to make sure you're okay, too. Is there anything else hurting you? Are you sure? Okay. Just want to make sure. I am going to make you something warm to drink. I have to. Please, come on. It's the least that I can do. After you stuck up for me like that. And that makes you look even hotter in my eyes. I love you so much. Alright. You wait right here, and I'll be right back.